IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking bold Edward all loud.
गुड गुड गुड, करना चाहिए, जो करना है करने दो लोगों को, हम अपना करते हैं. एनीवे, वेलकम वार्तालाप टुडे. अंशु पाटनी सिंह, अंशु अंशु एंड आई, इफ यू हर्ड माय अदर पॉडकास्ट, वी डिड एन एपिसोड देयर टुगेदर एज वेल. सो हाईली रिकमेंड चेकिंग दैट आउट व्हेनेवर यू कैन इन द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ दिस एपिसोड और आफ्टर ऑफ व्हाटएवर, सो यू कैन fill in on the finer details of life. But today we're here just to catch up because Naveen also has worked with Anshu here.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
And I and Anshu have had we were work friends, now we are just friends / it's like family now. Yeah. Anshu is like my elder sister in all of this, where like mostly she has criticisms and occasionally she has criticisms. And but
that's quite a positive way to look at life.
My favorite Anshu memory is on your wedding. She saw me and she's like, "Hey Naveen, I know you. I'm gonna stick around with you." Not knowing that Naveen is a loose cannon. Especially in Akash's wedding, I was making sure that he has all the supplementaries to thrive despite his family. So I was like, it was nice.
I think that function, I needed a company, right? The later one I had.
Later one you had. But it was very poor Anshu. She water fell on you and all. I remember at the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible.
Your parents were standing and auntie recognized me, and as soon as you enter, dhadak upar se, and she's like, go to the mall and go change. And I was like, no, I think I'm okay. For the first time I kind of reminded myself I'm a Bombay person, so it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
I felt very bad. I felt guilty. Ek to I made you come till Navi Mumbai, upar se tumhare upar pani gir gaya.
No, but I think it was okay. Wasn't that bad.
So I'm glad. Thank you for coming. This is the fourth time we have attempted to schedule this. So
yes.
Sorry it went so many times back and forth. He was shooting a show. I am doing that movie thing. So it is...
busy people you guys are. But I'm happy to know that both of you are busy.
Yeah.
You've seen us non-busy.
No, I've fairly seen you. I mean, artist. Artists do have that. Phase,
cyclical,
right?
Like great work, okay guys, don't talk to me, I'm too busy. And then suddenly I'm like, hey, you want to hang out over there? Nothing happening.
I remember at one point in the lockdown, like I was really depressed and Anshu called me and Anshu was like, Akash, you realize that even if there was no pandemic, you would not be working right now. Remember? And I was like, oh, ha, nahi. Main khali to baithta hu Wednesday ko.
This is, I think, straight after your like slew of shows, etc. Yeah. And then when you were slightly taking a break after a lot of those ground shows.
In the pandemic, I wouldn't feel it during the day because then like, okay, 1 baje uthna hai waise bhi. You know, breakfast, lunch ek hi hota hai, you know. Billi ko khana de diya, tatti saaf kiya. Sorry. I mean, that's an important part of having cats. You have a child, you would know better. They should even more so. So then...
But I want to say this here. At some point, the kid shits themselves.
Cats also shit themselves only.
You do realize that my child at some point of time might actually see this. Your cat might not see that.
My cat watches a lot of content. You'd be surprised.
इसलिए अगर जिंक्स करके बिल्ली अगर उसके घर पे मैं मोबाइल पे कुछ भी देख रहा है तो बाजू में आके बैठ जाता है, तो वो देखने लगता है साथ में.
He watches the entire movie with you. Like he knows when creatures
are moving. The child almost does the same.
Yeah.
I just have to screen it. You don't have to screen the content.
And they both have the same amount of intelligence to understand what's going on in the movie, I feel. But the child outgrows that stage. But it's like even right now, like right before you came in also, she was talking and coordinating something for the...
School bus didi.
You know what I mean? And that's one
school
thing.
School bus didi?
The didis have phones now. Okay. And she wanted to talk to me because they were leaving. And her bottle broke. And she wanted to tell me something really, really earth-shattering, which is that the bottle broke.
That's
and
important.
She didn't want to come back home and, you know, hear it from me that why did you break the bottle?
Right, fair.
So she was just laying the foundation.
Fair. Smart so, kid, yeah. Softening the blow very nicely. I also used to do this. This is a very good move. This is very smart. Oh, by the way, if you don't know who Anshu, she's been in the Indian film and television industry for a while. She's mainly been towards digital. Now more than ever, she's in the midst of the thicket of the savannah jungle, whatever, of Web 3.0 and NFT and all those other things that are difficult to understand for me. But right now,
You'll get there.
All of us will. We'll all get there, guys.
As the industry evolves.
Dogecoins for all.
No.
Yeah. But I met Anshu right before the pandemic and all. Like I think 2019 end or 2020 beginning.
2019 end.
Yeah. When she was doing an agency that ran like called CHNO, and they used to manage gamers primarily. And it took me 6 months of being signed with CHNO as a artist to ask her ki CHNO hai kya vaise.
Yeah. Should know.
Yeah, do you know?
I have no idea.
It's the chemical molecular this thing for adrenaline.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
You just picked up the words. I mean, you had to be something creative.
I had no idea. So. Adrenaline also had a formula.
Of course, it was a molecule, right?
It was not in the periodic table.
It's not an element, but it's a molecule, right?
Yeah, so because
then, you just have to be really crazy to go that, you know, deep into find a name.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're all crazy people in this industry.
We had a teacher called Pankaj sir in our classes who would teach us a periodic table, but like, not like you will learn what, you know, hydrogen, helium and all means. It's like, Bucknokal. I'm like, what is this fucking mnemonic device for learning?
Bucknokal.
But that's actually the right way to remember all your periodic tables or whatever.
Yeah.
All chemical formulas.
We used to do that in law. In every answer. And we used to have the same mnemonic for every answer.
Thank God you didn't become a lawyer.
Yeah, no. I swear, dude. The way we studied.
There's actually times when, you know, like my partner and I are traveling and we are like boisterous people. And, you know, if you're like, whatever, if we get in trouble tomorrow with cops or whatever, what do we do? And Abhi's like, Akash is a lawyer. And I start laughing so hard. I'm like, imagine this guy in the court defending me.
No.
When I started working with him, sorry, I'm just giving you this thing. I thought because this guy's a lawyer, he'll like, you know, be very involved and all of that. To quite my surprise, actually he wasn't very involved in the legal or the contracts or etc.
Yeah.
Which is a nice thing because it worked for me.
But then I feel like the whole point of like if it's under your purview, then you should do it. You know what I mean? I have to trust you to do it. Plus, I also feel like I could understand if I made the attempt, but then the amount of time I will take and effort and you know, my jokes likhta hai na.
And it's good because like when I used to get my, you know, like we used to get that scholarship, right, for being Catholic.
What?
Yeah. So in minority colleges, like every minority community, you get your money back from the college essentially for being in the quota. So I had to go to Bandra court every year to do an affidavit and say, yeah, I'm Catholic. Hai, dekho.
And every padh raha
hai. And every year there would be like lawyers ki, like, sir, divorce, sir, Sadi, sir, divorce. Like, you know, a normal couple is just walking, okay, husband and wife, and they're like, divorce.
Oh, God.
So many of them in like, you know, jolly LLB types.
Yeah, there's only two types of lawyers. Like, there's the one outside the court with a typewriter, and then there's the one in the Mercedes. Like, uske beech mein kuch hai nahi.
There's the one with the leather bound books and the nice cabinets in the background. Yeah, cigar and all.
Mere ko laga main dono nahi ban sakta. Mere ko to pehle hi pata chala. Second year only.
I really wonder why you studied law.
Law is the degree of the undecided.
Oh.
Yeah. If you are in first year law school, a lot of kids who are with you are actually medical students who are waiting for their AIEEE and all, jo bhi wo log ka exam hai, uska results.
No wonder there are two categories, either the Mercedes or...
Yeah, matlab wo phir agar ek baar law mein ghus gaye na, if you are part of the network, then tumhara nikal jayega. Aisa koi tension nahi hai. But mere ko bahut tension ho gaya dekh ke ki ye sala case nahi khatam ho raha hai. Nobody talks about cases ending only. By the way, in the 5 years of law school, nobody talks about the fact ki oh, by the way, tum ye jo bhi karoge usme koi case khatam hone ka chance bahut kam hai.
Yeah.
So then I was like, ye to scam hai, isse acha comedy. Comedy mein joke likha, 15 minute mein samne wala hans diya.
So, और फिर
या नहीं हंसा या नहीं हंसा
तो एटलीस्ट मिल गया अपने को क्या सलूशन था. अगर जेल गया तो जेल गया, फिर लॉयर अच्छा हुआ लॉ स्कूल गया.
बाय द वे आई वांट टू नो व्हाई आर वी डिस्कसिंग जेएनयू लॉ जेल all of this on this particular episode.
Nee, bas
is there
wo,
a common theme?
No. Nikal gaya waise hi. Hum meander kar rahe the na, to hum pahunch gaye yahan pe. Coming back to Anshu. Okay. I was asking Anshu before the episode ki I really want to talk about how you went from a small city life to coming to the city and doing, and she was very offended. She's like, I am not from a small city.
I wasn't offended at all. I take pride in the fact that I've grown up in probably some of the best cities in the country.
Like some 10 places you must have grown up at?
Yeah.
What name some of them?
Jodhpur.
In order of favorite.
Coolness, yeah.
In order of favorite. I would say Jodhpur. Jaipur. Actually, Jodhpur, Bardmer.
Bardmer?
Yes.
Where is Bardmer?
Border of India-Pakistan.
That's not a city.
It's a small town? City, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I mean,
that's where you go when they say Bardmer ja.
That's Bardmer ja.
Then, so Bardmer, what was it like near the border? Did you see any?
Its border's quite far off from there. It's not that, but it's still a border town.
Right.
It's a border city. It's, I think it's still 200 kilometers from there. Okay, so it's okay. not that. But yes, the Indo-Pakistan border was there at, I mean, close by. You could go there. At those point of time, one could go and like see the border because there was no fencing at that point. Right. Now the entire border is fenced.
Correct, yeah.
There were only those towers. Ek taraf India likha hua, ek taraf Pakistan likha hua.
Nice.
So yeah, this Barmer, this Jodhpur, Ajmer, Jaipur, Delhi.
So a lot primarily. Of Rajasthan and North Cowbelt area. Yes.
Nice.
What does the Cowbelt area mean?
The phrase is Cowbelt. So from Rajasthan.
It's inspired from Bible Belt.
There's Bible Belt, then there's Wheat Belt, then there's Cowbelt. So aise karke belt. Yeah. Like it's a geographical.
South India, we are Rice Belt. Yeah. Or rice and
lungi. Rice munda.
Yeah. A lot of non-Asian people don't eat rice, dude. It's such a mystery to me.
Huh?
Every day, like
most
non-Asians.
Of the North Indians don't eat rice.
Yeah. At all?
At all.
What? But aisa rajma chawal types toh hota hai.
Rajma chawal is, I think, Punjab. But if you see Rajasthan and Gujarat, I think there's very little.
Yeah.
There
but it makes sense, right? Not a lot of rain there. Rain, so not a lot of rice there. Yeah. Correct.
And you need stagnant water for that.
When you were growing up, like, you know, because your dad was in the police and all, like, but was that, like, were you aware, like, of key, like, okay, dad is in the police, that's why we moved from here to here and the posting has changed. Yeah. And
very well.
That.
I mean, I guess that's there with anybody whose parent, either of the parent, is in a transferable job. And a lot of us, I think now there are options and you see fathers or parents or mothers, you know, in private sector jobs, etc. Us time pe to, ya to pitaji teacher hota tha, ya fir professor hota tha, ya fir koi government job mein hota tha, and you would move, right? So every 2 years, we would move.
Yeah.
It wasn't something. And I think after a point, we started taking pride in the fact that we've lived in so many cities. Yeah. And I feel that was one of the best things that happened to me as like during growing up years.
Yeah.
Because it gave me that thing to adapt into newer environments.
And what about the other kids around you? Like when you were a new kid in a different area, how was
But they would also be police kids, I'm assuming. You would have
police or paramilitary force, India, army, air force.
Right.
Because these are all, like, for example, Barmer was a cantonment area.
Right.
So these are all the paramilitary, because schools, you go to common schools, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So you would go and kind of be with other kids who are from army or air force and all.
Correct.
And army and air force guys move much, way more than
police kids.
So police also still, if you have the cadre is in Rajasthan, you'll still move around in those 3-4 cities, etc. But army air force guys move across the country.
Do you feel like that also impacted how, like, when you went to film and television, you came, first job you did was at Reliance Digital, right?
Reliance Broadcast.
Like, do you feel like that kind of, you carried it into when you were working on shows at that level?
So not films. I mean, I've not worked in films. I've worked on television, but I started with advertising, right? But I think my foundation started because I've grown up in the smallest places possible, or cities like Barmer and Ajmer, and, you know, Jodhpur at that point of time was small. Now it's become like this big tool. Destination, but you have such strong understanding of what happens at the grassroots level.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that you know, you're a service kid, right? So you're mingling with all sorts of people. Us time pe wo bhi nahi. They say Bombay has this thing about schools in a specific area, right? If you go towards the north, right? Aisa nahi hai ki wo ek area wala bachcha ek hi area ke school mein. Cities itni choti hai. I'm saying everybody's kids would go in the same school.
Yeah.
So we were there with all sorts of kids, whether it was some kid from a royal family or somebody from arms or, you know, armed forces or air forces or us or anyone, any business class kid. We were all together in the same school. So it was, you know, interesting growing up, you know. So coming back to your question, you kind of see, you understand local music, you understand local language. You also understand food from a very different perspective. If you are growing up with people from different, I would say, states, right? You are understanding ki Punjabi kadi bhi banta hai aur Gujarati kadi bhi banta hai aur Marwadi kadi bhi banta hai. That kind of. So your food also becomes very nuanced that way.
Yeah.
And that reflects in how I look at food now.
Yeah.
So coming back to this, what happens is when you are doing content, and maybe because I was interested, it helped me kind of you know, understand what masses wanted. When I was doing television, everybody, I'm talking about 10 years back, right? When TV was still huge. TV continues to be huge today as well.
But it's like on a downward sort of.
I mean, it's not the priority, this thing, but I won't say it's not huge right now.
TV is Hotel California right now. It's like, if you have it in your house, you have to watch it. You can never leave that channel. It's like that. My parents, just like, they're on their phones all the time.
Yeah. They still have the TV on.
If you have parents, TV will be on.
It's white noise.
We probably might not use it, but our parents are still using television, right? And also, let's not forget tier 2, tier 3, which is your 60-70% of the audience. So when you look at television, you need to understand what the grassroots level, you know, audience wants. And that really, really helped me while I was doing working on television. And eventually digital, because digital also kind of picked up, because you were talking about middle class family insights. You were talking about a girl growing up in, you know, a small town.
What were some of the shows you were working on at that time, to give us context?
So when I was at Quan and now Collective, I was heading the television business, and we used to package a lot of content for television, cast for a lot of non-fiction and fiction shows, which continues to be, I'm assuming, the thing for them. But you'd work on all possible non-fiction shows, right? You get all these big actors to kind of be part of the show, you know.
Name the show now. Why you're not naming
shows? Okay. So shows like Jhalak Dikhla Ja, shows like Fear Factor, shows like all these dance shows, any of these reality
D.I.D.
dance shows.
Nach Bali.
Yeah, Nach Bali.
Did you do the Hustle one also? What is that? The rap one?
That was not
me. That was not you.
That is right now.
No, the one with Honey Singh.
Oh, that was Rawstar.
Rawstar.
Yes. Hustle is right now. Yes.
I remember you were pregnant during Rawstar.
Yes, I was.
The way she does this, you didn't even tell. This is a great story. Please tell us this story. She didn't tell anyone that she's pregnant only.
No, for the first.
Why?
Okay, for the first 3 months, I got to know after obviously 2 months that I'm expecting. And it was 2 months into the show already. I think the timeline was just that. So I waited for another 1 month to let close ones know, which you normally don't tell in the first trimester. So that was the only logic. And then I went and told, and then everything was very cool. But I think the first 2 months or 2 months were a little bit of a struggle personally at my end.
Yeah, but I think as a woman in that situation also, right? Like there must be an assumption from otherwise the work people also, you're pregnant, you won't be able to see this through types.
No, actually no. I was very, very blessed with, you know, fantastic team of people that I was working with. Whether it was my immediate boss, Vijay, who now heads Collective, whether it was Vijay or, you know, anybody else. I think I'm one of those people who have amazing stories to talk about workplace support, you know, during my pregnancy and, you know, childbirth later. So I actually don't have any of those stories. I was really, really fortunate. And I keep saying this, that, you know, these are the kind of, you know, instances women should share more because it kind of, you know, inspires other office environments to kind of create those things. Coming back to pregnancy, so I didn't tell first 3 months, but the day I told them, they were like, okay, fair enough. You have flexible working hours. You can come, go anytime you want. And my home was very close to, you know, office. So it was just easy for me. So pregnancy was honestly very touchwood, but very, very smooth. And amazing. I was working throughout till the last day.
Lovely.
And I think that kept me
and
happy.
And doctors also say that, right? Like you should keep working if you can keep working.
If you don't have any other issues and all of that. And if your doctor permits you, you should.
Yeah.
In my case, they did. And like it was it
My
was
mom was working when she was pregnant with V-Man. And the bomb blast and all happened at share market.
Yeah.
So it was crazy.
She's a rock star. I'm your huge your mom fan.
I think most of our fans also. Season 1 episode 2.
Season 1 episode 2. Anshu and mom did an episode together, and they did it at 5 in the morning because that's when my mom is free.
No, I have to be very fair. We tried doing it at other time, and there was some internet issue. And then she said, I asked her, when are you free? And she said, I started 5. So, me being me, I said, I started 5.
It's such a challenge, no? Because then, like, a lot of my, like, last year when I was working on the show, also, I would set up calls with, like, people across the entire day. And it's so unfair to my partner because he just, like, he has to listen to me interview people constantly, right? And then he can't talk, he can't do anything to disturb me, and the entire day poor chap was on his phone. And I feel bad
but
for
him. But you know, it's fantastic that you can do it in front of, like, when I used to record the podcast episode from home, I would shut myself in the room, and then because
she
otherwise
she was so conscious, dude. She was so conscious throughout the process.
I remember
If you haven't heard it, Anshu has a question, has a podcast,
has a question
called question.
Called questions I want to ask. I am one of the producers on that podcast. I like to feel I am the extra finger just pushing along when she doesn't.
No, for the record, he's been the backbone of that particular podcast, and one of the reasons I created that podcast. So you're definitely
not. I will take credit because she didn't want to do it only. She's like, who wants to listen to me? I'm like, but if you don't talk only, if everyone has that attitude, then nothing will ever get made.
But then I think, like, I produced it for a couple of months also in the middle of 2020. 1 around that time. And I remember like going through the backlog also, like so many powerful women whose stories don't get told like the way they should be told. Yeah, right? Like as you told about like working through pregnancies and that whole work environment where you have to carve your own niche and respect that, like that the entire workforce has to be with you, right? You can't
every agreed. I mean, every woman will have a new story to share.
Yeah.
And I feel that in a world which is slightly in a, you know, we're trying to adjust to women working in the women in the workspace, right? We're finding comfortable points there. All these stories need to be shared. Women need to come out and talk about the fact that these are the problems they went through or go through, or these are the things, good things that have happened, because both of these things will motivate people further to kind of, you know, create better environment, work environments.
Yeah, my sister, second sister, she's very lucky because like I met her 2 days ago and she's working from home only because like her older child is autistic, right? And he needs like ultra levels of attention. You can't just like abandon him and come back to him 10 hours later. So like they have like a boxing thing in the house now.
Okay.
For because like autistic kids tend to like, you know, do their fingers or they grind their teeth too much. Okay. So certain action is repeated to the point. Yeah. Uh-huh. So they have to expend it somehow. So then like my nephew's boxing an adult and I was like fully like, I'm like, I'm like $1 million baby. It's good. So I'm just like, I'm very proud of her that like she's someone who used to, for example, her workplace is in Malad, okay? She lives in Mira Road and the therapist for the boy was in Bandra. So she would wake up at 4:30, catch her, like the pickup would happen at 5 for her, work all day, 4:30 leave office from there, from Malad, come to Mira Road at 5:30, pick him up, go to Bandra, do a therapy session for 2 hours, come back at like 9 at night and then do dinner and then sleep, right? So she did that for like 2-3 years back to back and I'm just like hats off to like that commitment and the love that a mother can somehow surpass everything through.
The
love thing. Helps you surpass everything.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Amazing.
And I've seen great improvement, like now he speaks properly, now he's understanding more and more things. It's a lot of work. Like,
and when, in those initial years with autism, you have to do like 10x the work of anyone else because the kid, like just to get those kids up to like basic operational level.
Yeah, the therapy
life.
Years are difficult.
He would have like, so he would have done much better before, but then there's a school in Mira Road called, run by the church only, called Anubhav, and that's a school for special kids. Like I've done like volunteered for them, I've played guitar and all that. So I was also like, you send them because there are teachers who are trained to deal with kids from all special backgrounds, right? But her mother-in-law was like, oh, she went there that day and then in the most like fucking cold shoulder manner, she was like, what are these other, you know, mad kids? And she's doing mimicry of like the Down syndrome kids and all. My grandchild is not like that.
Yeah.
And it took him out. So they developmentally stunted him for 2 more years because of that prejudice.
Right.
So it's just such an uphill climb for her alone because then like, you know, husband.
Yeah, because she has to argue with the mom-in-law. She has to convince everybody if the other person is not involved.
Women, man, I mean, you can't really. Yeah. It's amazing how your sister has done that. And also, not just that, right? I mean, she would have had multiple work challenges. Yeah, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
You know, you're literally, your brain is compartmentalized in like 10 different things at any given point of time. You know, this is one of the things I spoke to your mom about, right? And I asked her, how do you do that? And she had something very interesting which has stayed with me today, till date. And it is like, she writes everything to the T, including food preferences for guests who are coming in. So she knows this one's gen, this one's non-gen, this one likes to eat, this one whatever, you know, things and she said, I have everything written. And that really made so much sense.
Absolutely. Literally yesterday, like after a month of just dilly-dallying and everything, I also ended up taking a notebook out and I ended up noting everything down in the notebook only.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do it also, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that conversation that, and you know, when you're speaking to women and they're sharing how they are actually dealing with things on a day-to-day basis, simple things like family and husband and, you know, work, etc. And they're giving you small, small tips, that really, really helps.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think that worked because a lot of women kind of came forth and said that, oh, this was very, very interesting.
And now I think I see it more in a pronounced way because now we're married, we're living with my parents. Shubho has not lived with parents since she was 17. So now for her also, it's a big, you know, I mean, it's like a world changer. Ki, oh fuck, abhi idhar reh reh. And it's not like there aren't freedoms, but even those small restrictions on freedoms also make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I keep explaining to my parents, I keep telling them, you live in a house, we live in a room. Because the whole house is not common space for us. It's common space for you. And it's more like, now I see more that gender divide also. Where she's expected to do things.
Yeah, and you're not.
And the only reason is, why? Because I'm a ladka. And it's just so dumb. Like, and it's weird also because I never saw it in my house. Because my mom just like handles everything the way she does. But it's so fucked up, yeah. It shouldn't be happening.
We're all
learning, actually. Yeah. Even our parents are learning, right?
Yeah.
They've not seen this. If you see, their conditioning has been where your mother or your father would have seen the mothers doing things for the father and the house.
Yeah.
So somewhere, even if you want to change, the conditioning or the thing which is the belief system in your head will not want you to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was talking about my sister, right? Like a year ago, she reached out to me and said that I'm suffering from panic attacks.
Mm.
Okay. And here's the thing, right? For the longest time in my family, I've been the only one harping about mental illnesses.
Yeah.
I'm like, physical illness is one thing, but your brain also is a part of your body and it suffers in a different way. Nobody believed me. I told them about my anxiety. I told them about my depression era. Nobody gave a shit. And now, like, when this happened, they were like, oh, it's real, because then they're seeing there's a real time effect, because my sister shares more than I do. So then she's like, what do I do about this? And I'm like, now is the time to seek medical help.
But tell me something. I mean, very interesting thing you said, and I've been thinking about this. Tell me, Thing, do you think in normal middle class families, speaking about mental health has become common?
Now it has.
Like,
very slowly, very steadily.
Very slowly.
Because I still don't see that as as a conversation. And but, I'm talking about, I mean, I'm a Marwadi, right? And I'm talking about normal middle class, upper middle class, lower middle class families. I still don't see. We are talking, I think, because we are part of the content ecosystem, the creator ecosym, which is way more
that's
vocal.
No, and with my parents also, like, my parents have now, after many years of, like, explaining and reading articles and this and that and showing them, they've come to accept the idea, okay, our kids can have mental illness. But they still won't accept that they can have
mental illness.
Ki, you know, if I feel ki, okay, maybe I see you're a little anxious, you're feeling a little more jittery. Unko nahi hota aisa. Ye tumhare generation mein hota hai ye disease. So that is still like a big, even where you have made inroads, it's still a very long
way to go. Yeah, but it's still not a conversation and, you know, speaking about therapy or going and taking, you know, a therapist, help of a therapist, right? It's still not a conversation, no matter how much we speak about it on social media. And say ki therapy le lo ya
social media is like an echo chamber.
My mom
like maine bola, mere follower ko ne bola, haan yehi hai, aur phir baat khatam ho gayi. Uske maa baap ko dikhana hai na wo video. Like they are the ones who need the education.
There was a lady from our church in our area, and her name was Mabel. She's passed away now, RIP. But she had a severe mental condition, okay? And she was married to a man who was also mentally.
Told me this story,
I told you the story, right? My mom was the area leader. She was responsible for taking care of all the families, making sure that church has senses, you know, everything that poor families need ration, they get all of that. They would keep checking on this family again and again, but they wouldn't let them inside the house. Okay? And the whole society and everybody would just do this. They're like, haan, ye log pagal hai. No empathy, nothing, okay? One day, they had to call social workers because the neighbors told them that they have a child at home, which nobody knew about. Ooh. There's a grown-ass child who's around 8 years old who's tied up from a leg to the bed, kept inside the house.
Whoa.
And when they went inside, she had dirtied herself all over. Like, she shat herself. Like, she was just like... And she was not mentally challenged. But because the parents don't know how to take care of the child...
And they were the parents.
They were the parents. And they had just abandoned her like that, okay?
My God.
And then social workers had to come and rescue the child and everything. And then the mother also, like... To make ends meet, she would also do prostitution, right? So, like, all of these aspects came out later when this whole situation happened. Until then, we were just like, oh, it's a family that's fucked up in the area, right?
You didn't bother taking the next step to get to know them.
Everybody would be like, they're crazy.
This is still, you're talking about an extreme, extreme case,
exactly,
right? Yeah. We're not talking about normal, like, you know, day-to-day
stuff,
this thing where a lot of us are dealing with.
So when this thing happened, I think, I remember my whole thing was like, this is terrible. And everybody in the church was like, oh, how could this happen? When not understanding that there's such a societal situation where people are pushed to their limits, right?
Yeah.
And then this happens. Somebody kills themselves. It's not because they were cowards. It's because everything kind of came crashing for them.
Yeah, there's like a whole chain of evidence you can go through over time.
The mind broke. And then what do? We put them in jail in the country for failing on suicide. It's so scary, dude.
Hey, that's been overturned, huh?
It has been, yeah.
Yeah, now you can't go to jail if you attempt suicide. On that positive note, we'll be back after this break. This is Vartha Lab, I think.
Yeah.
I've been part of the shoot recently and I've been going on set early morning. They call me at 9, they never start before 12. But every day I reach at 9 and every day I used to have this keema there, okay? I used to have half fry anda and a keema, as is the way. And I used to be very happy, like, wow, I'm getting a mutton keema, subah
must. But that
breakfast.
You're also going on a film shoot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Film shoots are way more slightly lavish and relaxed and easy going.
Yeah, and it took me like 5 days on shoot to realize that was not mutton keema. That was some veg korma keema thing that I was eating.
Nice.
And in my head, I was like, you know, I don't necessarily mind this deception.
Yeah.
Like,
no one tells you, you'd never know.
Yeah, ye tasty deception tha. Ye kabhi deception tasty nahi hota. Fir mujhe बहुत गुस्सा आता है, मैं बोलता है ये क्यों मेरे को खिला दिया वीगन चीज।
बट व्हाई इज वीगनिज्म्स होल स्ट्रगल टू,
उनका वही है वीगन, हां वीगन लोग को बनने का ही है नॉलेज,
ये फॉर चिकन
नो आई एम ऑलमोस्ट अ वीगन,
या बट यू आर लाइक अ वेज पर्सन हु बिकेम वीगन।
I mean, it's more for health, this thing, because I'm lactose intolerant.
Correct.
So it's more because of that. And I think I like it now. And now, I mean, there are so many options. So it's
But I think as an
nice.
Indian person, there are already so many options.
Like, no, you, as Indian person, you have ghee and everything.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, agar tum bas,
malai, ghee, paneer.
Vahi main keh raha hun, agar tum bas wo teen dairy nikal do, sabji wise, we have a plethora of sabji that you can eat, yaar.
Yeah, people cook.
Yeah, you don't have cheese.
Watermelon rinds is also bhaji.
Oh yeah, ah, it's very popular Gujarati Marwadi sabzi. It's tasty.
Dude, papad ka shak khate log yaar. Papad ka sabzi banati.
Why are you naming all the Marwadi dishes which I like,
what he's saying that Rajasthan is pioneered the vegan movement without even knowing
without
it.
Even
that's
knowing
true.
It.
Because the
that's
lack
true.
Of like proper, like as you said, ki there's no water supply constantly, there's no
fresh
rice. So we just rely on that.
Dry
like
foods,
as Mangaloreans we like ki rice hai, okay, bachi pakdo, dalo coconut curry, ho gaya. It's simple.
Jo agar bagal mein milta hai, usse banta hai na.
Like I recently tried gatte ki sabji and I'm just like, what is a gatta? I'm googling ki is a fucking thing that grows in the trees or whatever. And I'm just like, no, it's just dough balls that I put in
but
the gravy.
Steamed.
Yeah, steamed, but it's so delicious. I was
Chickpea flour. Steamed dough balls.
In a rich gravy.
Buttery gravy. supposed to be had with you know, fluffy you know, pancakes.
Just like whatever, dude. Anything is
she
happening.
Gave up at the end. She's like, pancake.
Yeah, I roti dhundne ki koshish kari thi, sukha roti.
Main actually abhi shaadi ke baad bahut zyada cook kar raha hai, but zyada tar main abhi non-veg bana raha hai biwi ke liye.
Hmm.
मेरे को बिल्कुल आप बनाना
आता नहीं। That started at the house?
हाँ, no, not at the house. I'll what I usually do is I go to a friend's house and I'm like, तुम लोग ऑफिस से आओगे ना, उसके पहले मैं तुम्हारे लिए डिनर बनाता हूँ, तो फिर मैं तीन लोग के लिए मैं मस्त बना के, but I really enjoy that process now.
I remember, you know, Akash and I on calls sometimes during COVID and वो रात को 11-12 बजे हम फोन पे लगे हुए हैं, कुछ डिस्कस कर रहे हैं और एकदम ऐसे कोने में जाके एक अलग से पतीला निकाल के उसमें अंडा पका रहा है and I'm asking him because I know who he is, I know his mom. So I'm asking him ki bhai kya scene hai, he's like nahi ye ek patila alag hai.
Yeah, so the thing with cooking eggs at my house is I can't cook the eggs when dad is at home or when dad is awake, like, and generally around. So if after he leaves for office in the morning, I'll cook myself one nice egg fluffy dish or something for breakfast, and after he goes to sleep at night, after like
he must be having smell issue.
Yes, smell issue. But the thing is, there is like, I've tested this and it's purely psychological, where sometimes even if we've not cooked egg and he thinks we've cooked egg, he gets the smell.
I don't eat eggs, but and I can smell it. So
yeah. Egg is a very psychological smell also. It doesn't like it gets deeply embedded into your system.
Yeah.
Like I remember my sister's roast. The roast is the haldi ceremony for us Catholics, okay?
Huh.
Where they put coconut milk and everything. And for her, like I was ready with
maybe coconut dal diya.
Exactly.
Dekha, idhar bhi ugta hai baju mein, kya karega?
Do you want to look like a jaundice patient on a wedding or do you want to look fair? Tell me that much.
तू ये छोड़ भाई, मेरा छोड़, मेरा फोन का कवर पीला हो गया
dude. Exactly. So coconut milk is nice only. It gives you like nice, it smells beautiful. It's like nice coconutty. There's an oily little after effect also.
Okay.
Sheen and everything. But over time, people have bastardized it by throwing like they'll put paint like acrylic paint, eggs, beer.
I remember my healthy.
Yeah, fermented fucking pickle and all that shit.
My healthy, they put mustard oil. They straight up emptied a bottle of mustard oil on me. And they are saying ki isse haldi easily utrega, but ye haldi lagane ke baad dala hai wo
because we're banging.
And there was this one moment where Dhawal, we all know Dhawal, yeah. Dhawal was like putting the oil and my dad is like, don't do it. And Dhawal just like, he was like, what? And he just kept pouring it. And my dad is like, the oil. And he looked at my dad, like made eye contact and waited for the bottle to finish.
Oh, this oil? Which,
oops, abhi toh ho gaya.
So we all got like 6 eggs, okay, for my sister's thing. And like most, 4 of my cousins have taken and I have 2, okay. So one by one we go, like we're doing the roasting.
Breaking it on the...
Oh, fuck. I need to physical my own good. There's a dothin phola, she's like, fuck, it's hurting.
Yeah.
So now like the rest of them, do log ne aap mara, okay. So 5 anda ho gaya, I have 1 left in my hand. And my mom is not allowing me to go in that circumference only. So I door se nishan leke,
oh shit.
Sat karke usko yaha pe laga, dude. And she was like, it's still red, see, on the wedding day and all that. And it stank. Till the wedding day, it stank.
Man.
3 baths and couldn't
see,
take
I don't know why people have to do this. this, you know.
So for my second sister's roast, this was exactly the plan. To stop all of this shit, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So then my uncle, who's a priest, he comes and he's like, why do we do the coconut milk? It's because then we tell you that your life will be precious. It'll be pure as milk. And when you put an egg, what do you tell them? Your life will be rotten. So everybody with eggs slowly crying because they're like, oh shit, yeah, it makes sense. Like, we're wishing bad shit for them. But my cousin's fucking roast, dude, they're leaving the chair and they're going to the bath. They're still pouring beer and whiskey and what water.
That is too much.
Madness.
Yeah,
hum log Gujarati Marwadi log mein nahi hota.
Nahi hota. Like, at most, you can manage to get drunk. But you can't do like aisa outward
but alcohol
display
is still
of sharab.
Not a, alcohol, there's no public display of alcohol in...
One of my cousin's weddings, I won't say which cousin, but one of my cousin's weddings, there was...
One of the 50 million.
So there were some friends of his who were North Indian and they were very... Like in North Indian weddings, the alcohol is a part of it. So they were like,
Punjabi,
obviously...
Please specify.
Punjabi weddings specifically. Hmm. So this guy was like, okay, we have to have alcohol. How can we not have alcohol? So wo log apni hi sharab leke aaye. They took a table from the hotel. This hotel is clearly telling us, no booze. Somehow, they have spoken, they have convinced. And now there is a bar in the wedding.
Oh, wow.
Without anybody's knowledge. Ladke wale ko nahi pata, ladki wale ko nahi pata ki bar hai shaadi mein. Par bar hai shaadi mein. Mast. Chal raha hai bar.
Yeah.
Aur us pe jaane se sab log dar rahe. Because everyone's like, this is a, how can we
you
go?
You know, that's the transition that has happened from gaadi mein chupke se daru peene se to coming to... Somehow that happened in Gujarati and Marwadi weddings.
Yeah, I mean, we all know my uncle ka that story where the cops caught my uncle, who is a cop, his wedding mein cops came and raided the wedding for alcohol without knowing that it's their guy only who is getting married. So it just happens. But I feel like when it comes to these bigger celebrations, what's also changed is that our social circles are way wider than they used to be.
Yeah.
Like when my dad was getting married, it's only the family. Haan, more or less family. Like, you know, 90% family and 10% maybe people from work and whatever. Or, you know, 90% mein I would say community bhi aa gaya, ye wo aa gaya.
Yeah.
Abhi aisa ho gaya,
become different set of people.
Yeah. So like in my wedding, for example, like it was a very clear, like 60% was my parents' generation ka ideology wala log and 40% was my people.
I think that's become a problem even on when you do your normal functions, right? Like for me, now, if I have to do a function at home, I have to think whether I call my
work
community
people,
people or the extended family, and it's a hassle.
Yeah, right. And it's weird because those people are as much family as these people
are. As these people are, exactly.
अभी 10 साल से तुम किसी को जानता है, you meet them twice a day or you know whatever thrice a week every week, and then there's a cousin who you've not met in 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, एक बार US से आए थे school में vacation के time पे, तो obviously उसको मैं उतना attached नहीं रहने वाला है ना.
Yeah. Shit, dude, my cousin came here, my Ben's wedding time only because I'm... And like, we have not interacted with this. He's my father's older brother's son, okay? And these guys were like, this guy was throwing his underwear in the washing machine with the rest of us. And we're like, when did you think you were as cool as this, that we are okay with washing your underwear in the washing machine, dude? It's like, fucking go and wash it on your own.
Really?
Yeah, it was very awkward. My sister had to be like, listen, I'm going to marry in 2 days. I'm not washing your underwear. Listen, please.
But you don't have, the washing machine washes the underwear, no?
Yeah, but
okay,
like...
Why are we discussing this?
Nah, this is a very interesting point for me, na? Don't you think this is something we need to discuss? 1 second.
Yeah.
Sabka chaddi saath mein dhulne mein problem kya hai?
Kyunki it was disgusting. There was a...
Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay. You're not going
to... I want to say that. He asked the question. I was just like, I was leaving the bare brass tacks out
Fair.
There.
Fair. Yeah. You didn't tell me there were skid marks. That's all I'm saying. If I had known there were skid marks, I would not have had this.
I went to the Malad Miscreed as a bike place. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Hey, you know, one of the fun things about being managed by Anshu for a bit was that her daughter is like a well of joy. Because kabhi bhi aisa agar kuch bhi chal raha hai to she'll show me a couple of videos of, because I miss my nephew anyway, wo bhi dur hai.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. They make vlogs and all together, dude. Yeah, they don't even upload. They just
we don't upload.
They just make it.
Yeah.
And it's just her telling what all they did in the day and all. And it just brightens my day.
So basically during the lockdown, when I started the podcast, she's seen that journey from you know, thinking of the podcast to then you know become getting guests and recording it, and then she's seeing it, and she's 8, so she understands content, right? So first she saw it, she started watching it, then she started asking questions on, oh, who's your next guest? Oh, why are you getting only this many views? She literally asked me that. And I actually went back and told him, I said, listen, she's asking me about views.
No one keeps it real like a child. Yeah.
Just imagine. Yeah. Like, Anshu's coming in and saying, yaar, meri beti mere ko. And I'm like, dude, maine comics ko suna ki mera baap mera nahi ye kar. But like,
I remember doing an Instagram live for one of these, you know, gaming, I think some forum I did an Instagram live. And there were very few views on that. And she's like, oh, you did something on Instagram. And she knows what Instagram is. I said, yeah. The first thing she noticed was, why are there so less views on it?
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, you know that on Art for Kids Hub, this is that art. Yeah. There's an art activity channel that she watches.
Correct.
They have their views in millions. I was like, sure. But I'm not doing it for that. And then, of course, I had to...
Yeah, yeah. You explain. Otherwise, she might spend her life thinking that the views are
views
the only
thing.
Views
are the
thing.
This is the ultimate goal. Yeah.
So, I had to kind of do a little bit of a telling her backstory to why you do certain things, etc. But it's interesting. She's learned the podcast and then there came a day when she was like, oh, I also want to record a podcast.
Yeah.
And she's quite a talker. So we now record podcast on the phone, which she thinks her mother will upload one day, which I'm not allowed to.
But that's a great 18th birthday gift.
Yeah, it's like just make a collection of this.
Make a collection, edit of all of her things, her growing up. It'll be so great.
My phone is only full of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even like when my nephew comes to India, my phone is full of his videos and photos and whatever else.
No, my phone is full of, hi guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. Today we are watching this and today we are watching that.
Yeah. But if kuch kuch hota happen now, she would leave YouTube videos and not letters for a child.
Oh.
Remember kuch kuch hota?
Yeah, of course.
Anjali, when she becomes 8 years old.
No, I think the letter would be the same device because it's very more intimate than a YouTube video.
I mean, I write emails to my daughter. So I've created a email account for her. This is more from a record keeping perspective. And sometimes when I feel like writing something which she won't understand now.
Yeah.
A friend of mine gave me the idea.
Great. Yeah.
But I write to her very randomly. Yeah. And I've kept it whenever she's grown up to understand. Yeah. I'll give her the access and the password.
I have something similar but for exes. Where I can't get in touch with them now.
What's the purpose?
So I just write the letter.
You need to let go.
Burn your computer.
I don't have to let go.
fair.
I think in my case, it came from the fact that, you know, I lost my mother very early on, right?
Yeah.
So I would miss her, you know, hearing, okay, what would she say about growing up, parenting, or what would she say about. So I said, oh, this is a cool idea. Even if I die whenever I have to die, she would maybe probably understand my point of view at that point of time about a particular thing.
Yeah.
I feel that you use technology in
best way to use technology.
I want to safeguard all my mom's recipes. There's no real way of like, I should like start doing it now more than ever. Because I'm like, most of the recipes are verbally handed down to my sisters who are both terrible cooks. So they just like...
So my mother was a very good cook and I'm a good cook. But I never got a chance to kind of, you know, learn from her. But there's a diary, which is almost like 30 years old diary, which I have from her, where she's written no stamp pe jam ka recipe and this recipe.
Nice.
So that's like, you know, that's something that I hold on in her own handwriting.
Yeah.
Such a totem that is like, I've noticed so many families have that, like Janam, who used to work at IVM, she's a friend of ours. And at once just chilling at a place and she had a diary of her dad's old, and her dad's passed away, right? So this beautiful diary of just like old memories, and I'm not like related to her or anything, but like I was so transfixed by the whole idea of like a handmade journal, 40 years old, still kept, you know, that's the only little connection you have to your father, right? And such a beautiful thing.
You know, like just to add to this, it shows culture in such a way where we also have these old of my great granddad and all. But they're all accounts, man. They're all accounts.
Yeah, like Daniya Teen.
It's fucking hisab. It's pages and pages.
I would have been surprised
pages.
If there was something else, Akash.
It's so much. And the hisab is amazing to read also. It's like 8 bachcho ka Diwali ka pataka. And it's literally like, and you know, my great grandmother is writing, 8 bachcho ka pataka kharida, 1.5 rupiya. Is saal bhav badh gaya hai. And I'm just like, shit. What was this world they were living in?
Yeah.
But you know, it's such a fascinating thing because, and I want to talk about this. You know, I used to see when my dad was in the job and he's a retired IPS officer. So he would write like his diary during the year, like note down, okay, significant things. And he has those, you know, year. I think somewhere, and I want to talk about some subconscious learning, right? I saw that. So I started writing when I was a very, very small, when I was very young, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 7, 8. And my daughter's doing the same thing. And it's interesting how those things, and you know, now when I write on Instagram or social media, it doesn't seem like it's something new. And I always thought I was not creative. I always thought I couldn't write because I've not done it. But when I started writing, and you know that journey, Akash, when I started writing, I realized that, oh, but I've been writing for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And you know, that subconscious learning helped me so, so much. And my daughter's doing the same thing now.
And that's great.
Yeah.
And with Anshu, it's like this. I've noticed this, she's the classic example of a flower that can't see itself. So the flower, or you know what I mean? Like a rose doesn't know it smells sweet.
Because it doesn't have a flower can see itself, dude. I don't think flowers have eyes, no?
Yeah. What?
Like how will any flower...
No, that's what I'm saying. So a flower can't see itself. A rose can't smell itself. Anshu didn't realize she's creative, but she's... It's because you're so close to yourself that you don't see, you know, yourself out of context.
Kudi ko kar buland itna. That's what they say.
Upar wala bhi puche, Raja hai kyun nahi le aaya. I remember. Raju
Shrivastav. Teri, teri, wo kya hai? Haan. Something, something.
Haan, so vai, 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 vai.
Full quote yaad nahi rakhte.
Full quote yaad nahi rakhte.
For the full quote, subscribe on YouTube.
No, but it's very interesting that you said that, like, you know, like there's an aspect to motherhood, as you said, that is so. And I think it's okay to keep some things to yourself also. When you have these feelings, I write a lot of stuff. Some of it goes on like mediums like Vice or like, you know, script writing or like comedy writing.
Yeah.
But there are things I write just for myself.
Yeah.
And that is great. Like I used to keep a folder on my laptop called Clusterfuck. Whenever I had a mind fuck full of situations, I would go and write on that. And then Abhi found out, like, he's like, yo, what is Clusterfuck? I'm like, you jana.
Yeah.
And I really,
and but that's one great thing with Shubho and I, because she also has this whole writing things down. And she has 4 of them, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know what her internal system is, but sometimes...
I also have multiple.
So koi uthati hai kuch mein, fir kabhi kabhi frustrated hoke do books saath mein likhti hai and all that jazz. But they're always, and like we made it a point ki all of my personal stuff and all of her personal stuff is always next to each other stuff. You know what I mean? It's always within reach. But it's like a way of saying, I trust you with this. I know you're not going to touch it. So it stays there and it'll stay there and nobody's going to move it.
So I've been writing for now. I mean, since I was 7, 8 or whatever. But I didn't realize that it was so important and eventually it'll become such a huge part of my personality. And, you know, talking about what Naveen was saying, right? You know, something very interesting. When I started creating Naveen, and Akash has been like privy to this entire journey of mine, I realized that it was such a healing process. Not because I was just sharing it with the world. It was because I was getting to know myself. Because I was keeping a huge part of what I was writing or creating to myself.
Yeah.
And I continue to do so. One of the things that I think COVID happened post-COVID, this entire process of creating the podcast, meditation in my case, etc., led me to start internalizing so much that now I create for myself. I might not necessarily put it out, but what I create is so much of worth of gold for my own self that it's helped me become a better person.
Yeah. No, I also feel like, especially when it comes to writing physically in a thing on a paper, okay, the book or the notepad ka that screen are one of the few things in the world left where the thing is not trying to get your attention constantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The phone is constant. Like even if I'm typing on the phone, there's some notification, something or the other keeps coming.
Yeah.
But with a notebook, it's like if I leave the notebook on that shelf for the day, the notebook will never tell me, hey, sunna, hey, dekhna, hey, discount dekhna. So ye notebook nahi karta hai kabhi. So then it becomes a more, like I trust that relationship a lot more.
Yeah, you know? I notice myself now stripping down most of like what technology has helped me with.
Yeah.
And it's okay to go back to like the bare bones of it all. Like, you know, it's
certain
okay.
things are fine without excessive technology.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, in fact, interesting, both of you are talking about this. So somewhere around, you know, in November or something, I just felt that there was so much of stuff going out around me, right?
Yeah.
So I said, what if I don't create anything?
Yeah.
Not just create, what if I don't consume anything? Right? And I just go bare bones in terms of data around me, which included not reading. And you know, I'm a reader.
Mm.
So I read a lot, so which included not reading anything, which included not consuming anything, which also included not creating anything.
Yeah.
You know, all of these. And for the next 2 months, I didn't technically do any of these things.
Mm.
So no year round stuff and all of that. Kuch nahi kiya. Padha bhi nahi, which means I unfollowed almost 1500 accounts on my Instagram. Yeah. I'm in the business, so I do follow a lot of people, right?
Mm.
the kind of impact it had on me was massive. Yeah. Because now when I look back, I say, I don't want to read. You know, what it was doing was that data of somebody dancing on the reel or that data of somebody saying ki 10 tarike aap apne finance ko kaise save kar sakte ho, ye kar sakte ho. Achha hai, wo achha hai. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
What you need to go back and see is, what is my priority right now? I realize that when I'm following certain people on social media, I'm actually putting out, in some sense, different priorities. Yeah. I don't need to do that. And similarly, when I'm reading, similarly, when I'm writing, I started kind of bringing myself back into a smaller this thing. It's helped me calm down a lot.
Yeah.
When I say calm down, I mean, like, you know, not have 2,000 ideas in my head. And just focus on like 3 or 4 important things that one's doing at any point of time.
Yeah.
Which I think all of us kind of need to do.
Yeah.
I'm fully getting back into reading now. Like when I went to Goa, I finally, like, I'm finishing one book on this vacation.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this 2 books a year. What is it? Like, I used to be one of those guys who a blanket ki niche torch laga ke bathroom mein baith ke 4-4 ghante 5-5 ghante, like the toilet seat makes a mark on your bum by that time, like, you know, that, yeah, that's how bad.
Because you're, and but I also feel like, you know, the videos part of life has really eaten into that.
Yeah.
A lot of things where I would have picked up an article or a book, I'm watching a video now.
Exactly. So I stopped watching videos.
Okay.
If you go back to, if you have to learn, see, if you have to, then you have to be very clear. You are there for entertainment, right? If you have to learn that, keep that time and say, this is what I'm learning and these are the notes out of it.
Cordoning of time, I think, is
then you still
very
get something in the written form.
Right.
If I'm watching a YouTube video on how to, whatever that how to is, you have 10 pointers, then that makes sense. Ultimately, to aap aa gaye na written word pe.
So even, ghum fir ke, like, even these people who are making YouTube video essays, they're making an entire script and then working on it, right? So I prefer the again, going back to the bare bones of
bare
it all. Like, tell me exactly how you talk.
Yeah.
Don't make it a presentation, all of it, right?
Right?
So now when I'm reading a book, I've realized that kitna distraction, dude, kitna, like my phone is not even vibrating. It's just like, pade kabhi hota na ki usse, oh, jaan aa gaya mere pe. I'm like, kya ho gaya mere phone ko? It's not required. It's such an important task to, like, alienate yourself from that.
But that's part of why I got the other phone, because this phone has all the social media.
Like, Akash's solution was like,
one more technology. Yeah.
Capitalism.
He's like, this phone
is
annoying
me too much. No, that's getting more infusion to it.
You're going the Muslim
marriage route. My long route is to move to a dumb phone. Like, I want to move to a dumb phone. I want
a
phone.
But the point of the matter is that you'll never be able to move to a dumb phone till you are in this business.
Right.
So you might as well just switch to one phone and change your habits in a manner where you don't have, you're not dependent.
But then the line will go down, the GDP line. You know? and we need the GDP line to go up.
I know some people who use app locks.
The line has to go up, guys. Remember, that's the only religion. Line has to go up.
What line?
Whatever the line, doesn't matter. It should go up. Green is good, red is bad.
Listen, you can increase the line by creating more chopras and more accounts. More, kya bolte hain? Logbooks. With the family.
Oh, like that.
Yeah, dhanda aur karo.
Dando.
Very important. But like, Anshu and I really bonded on that, you know, from day one.
Yeah.
We were both like, yes, we are both in this creative field, but hum log ko samajh mein aata hai ki duniya economics pe chalta hai. So hum us approach se aage badhenge.
No, we have, I think, very similar views on life in that sense.
And priorities. Also, like, I mean, it was so nice to meet somebody who was like, haan, family bhi hai aur kaam bhi hai aur dono hi karne ka, aisa kaisa ek hi karne ka zarurat nahi hai.
Yeah.
So it felt fucking great to have that. That's why, you know, like, sometimes when Anshu and I are talking and she'd be like, I don't know, am I spending enough time as a mom? Am I giving enough time to the kid? And I'm like, listen, I grew up with a mom who was working the entire time. And like, I know a bad working mom from a good one.
Because
I experienced a great one. You know? So like, you're on track. Like, you're doing great. You don't have to worry about anything.
It's actually nice to, you know, have, so generally a woman will have more women friends, female friends to talk, or her partner, husband, whatever. Right? But it's nice to talk, to have friends in the business who you can talk this stuff about.
Yeah.
With Akash, it was a different perspective because, you know, he was talking from Dina Auntie's thing. It was always very nice to hear saying, okay, no, but mom used to do this and it's fine, Anshu.
Yeah. Simple stuff. Like, one thing I remember, and I will tell this to any working mom, because I've been the kid who was on the benefiting end of this. If your kid calls you, okay, if you miss the first one, get the second one. Just don't miss the call. Even if you can't help the kid on the call, just be like, yes, I'm here.
You are never there to help the kid, by the way.
The kid will figure it out on their own.
We got 3 calls, right? We've been on this podcast.
Bus Didi.
Because her bottle broke in the bus. So.
Oh, fuck. I have a funny story about the bus, okay? When I was in first grade, I was in Sacred Heart School, right here, boys' school. And they had, like, some parents would pick their kids up. Some people had bus system for those who live far away, right? One day I'm sitting after school and most of the school is gone. And my mom has not come to pick me up. So I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? I'm bored. And then the bus conductor comes and says, bus wale chalo mere saath. I go with him.
Oh God.
I just start walking with a random stranger's car. Pal ke main chal raha hu. Our school ka, Sigrid, have you seen the compound? It's a massive compound. The bus is parked over there. This is school ka entrance. My mom is walking through the gate. I see my mother and I just ignore
her. Oh God.
Then?
I keep walking with him. I go to, I'm like, I want to see what the bus is about. I want a bus life.
Then?
I'm 5 years old, dude. So like, my mom sees me. She's like, oh, this boy looks like my child. Yeah. But maybe he's going with the bus guide. Maybe he's not my child. She goes to the office. And she's like, where's my child? And she's like, he just went with the bus guy. So my mom is now running to the courtyard. And bus had just started. And they're like, mera bachcha de to mere ko.
Oh my God.
I would have ended up somewhere in Santa Cruz. I don't know where. But I was like,
terrible.
Yeah, some crazy experiences.
Yeah. But you know, if it would have been a parent of today, ab tak wo show cause notice aa gaya hota.
I'm surprised that kids don't have chips embedded under their skin right now. Yeah. Like, kidhar hai mera bachcha?
There's a we have Black Mirror episode.
Location track.
Tracker for the bus. Whoa. Surveillance everywhere. Yeah. No, even when I was coming.
Also, the watches, you know about the watches, right?
The what?
So there are these new kind of watches where
for kids.
They can receive two calls and you can track their location via Bluetooth.
Right.
GPS.
Wow. Aur kya chahiye life mein batao.
Almost chip to aayi.
Mere maa baap ko pata hi nahi rehta tha ki 12 ghante ye kahan hai. Kiske saath khel raha hai.
It's a very different parenting from what it used to be.
I was just telling my editor recently and she's not picking my article up, but it's okay. I was telling her like I was talking about the risks I've taken as a gay man when I was younger, okay, and when I was not out of the closet. Yeah. Like, I remember this one night at 1 in the morning after work. I used to work at 2 to 11 shift. At 1 in the morning, I've gone to meet a guy in Vasai. Okay, and he's like, I'll pick you up. I'll get my car from the station. And we go to an abandoned parking lot where I'm like basically giving him a BJ, right? But my fear was like, if I die right now in this parking lot,
nobody will
find me. My mom and dad have no idea I'm here, okay?
Yeah.
So it was just like, and the risks I've taken, I'm like, I do sometimes talk to my mom now after all these years. Yeah. I'm like, I've taken some stupid risks because I was exploring myself and everything. Yeah. But I'm still scared to tell her all the details because she's like,
But I mean, it is scary. You know what I mean? If you're a parent and your kid is like sex, I'm trying to make this in a sense where.
You guys are freaking me out.
If your kid is straight.
Okay. That's bound to happen. A child will grow up one day,
We've all grown up.
But if you want, like, if your kid is straight, then at least the kid will have the balls to tell you something's going terribly wrong.
Yeah.
But the environment is so bad if the kid is gay that the kid doesn't have the balls to tell you also something happens. So, communication, right?
And happened to so many of my friends where they've been, like, whacked or, like, they've been looted on gunpoint and stuff like that, on knife point in, like, Cotton Green and some bumfuck areas where nobody goes.
Right.
King Circle ke paas.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I think in India, essentially at that point, if my parents would have made it comfortable for me to open about this aspect of my life.
Yeah, then you would not have.
I would not have taken that many risks, to say. It's crazy times.
But hey, on that note.
Kids talk to your parents. Parents talk to your kids. Don't send each other letters. Like,
and you're a great mom, so you don't stress.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Awesome.
But thank you so much for coming and giving us your time. Finally, this has happened after so much effort.
Thank you so much for calling me and chatting with me.
Yeah.
And today's movie recommendation is Mommy Dearest.